Here's the health headline today. High amputation rates prompt health officials to make diabetic foot care a priority.
Well, this is an indication that the system that we have in place now is slowly breaking down, and we're essentially trying to plug all the leaks as they happen and playing catch up all the time. This is for people in outlying areas, Renfrew and Lanark County, where they have no access to foot care. In this case, with diabetes, you have a reduction in circulation to your feet over time, especially diabetes that's not controlled. And as a result, they develop foot ulcers, less blood flow to the foot, and in some cases need to have their feet amputated. Also, smoking rates tend to be greater, I believe, in that area, and smoking and diabetes is a combination is extremely dangerous for circulatory problems. And also to consider that diabetes is essentially the same thing as saying you have heart disease. So aside from the amputation rates, you're likely to see increased rates of heart disease as well. Just as you were saying, Stephen, in the sound off, where you think you're talking to a wall sometimes, where you're, you know, the problem is there, you see it there, you talk about it, and nothing seems to get done. That's exactly how I feel about this particular story, because it's just one more story to indicate that our system just cannot keep up with the diseases that we're going to see and the changes that are happening, and this government is doing the wrong things in terms of trying to compensate for the problem.
And the costs will just get worse.
This is going to get worse. And this is one disease, Steve. This is one disease that causes many others. What about all the osteoarthritis, the cancers, the lung disease, the kidney diseases, the on and on and on and on it goes. And I'm sorry I'm sounding so frustrated, but really, you throw up your hands after a while and you say, what the heck is going on? There's just no idea on their part on what to do, and I don't think they know what to do. They're afraid to admit it, and they're afraid to even look at other options on how to handle care. It's always the same ideology over and over again, and it's extremely frustrating.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.